What a pretty little plaything last night's storm has tossed onto my beach. Easy girl, the ocean spared you. I fear your shipmates were not as fortunate. The waters here, the very rocks themselves, are hungry. Everything here is hungry. I'm surprised you survived your ship breaking up. You were swept overboard. Clever girl. Stripping down to your silks and stockings probably saved your life. The weight of those heavy skirts and stiff, sensible shoes would have pulled you down to your doom. And it was lucky you found this piece of wreckage to cling on to. It carried you through the gale. And brought you halfway across the sands, right to me. Sit up slowly, you good girl, and get your bearings. Yes, it does look peaceful now, doesn't it? My beach is always beautiful after a storm. The sky scrubbed clean, the sand smooth and damp, and sparkling in the sun. The boom and burst of the surf like the slow, satiated heart of the world. Me? Oh, I live close by. The sea and I are friends. Desolation suits us both, and the sea provides for me driftwood for my fire, shells and feathers to adorn myself. And now, it has given me a pretty little puppet to play with. And you are so very pretty in your underthings, your hair a wild tangle, your skin sugared by the sands. Oh, you blush. I forgot how you ladies today deny yourselves. You wrap your bodies tight in corsets and layers of linen like too much butcher's paper wound about a fine joint of meat. How is my cloak any different? Oh, girl, my cloak is all feathers, bright as a sunrise, light as a feather, and underneath. Don't look so shocked. Am I not beautiful? My skin pale as the sea foam, my eyes green as the deep depths, my teeth sharp as a heartbeat. Oh, you scamper back so quick. But where do you think you'll go? There's nothing out here but surf and the sand, of course. You're caught, girl. Caught between the sea and the siren. Let me unfurl this cloak, my gorgeous wings, so you can revel in my flawless shape. Might drive sailors into the rocks, but it is this body that drives them to lust and madness. And then I use these teeth to turn the red passion into red meat. Oh, brave girl. Yes, snatch up that broken spear of wood. Swing. Yes, swing. Swing it again. Oh, so close. You'll never land the blow. Warriors and wizards down through the ages have sought to destroy me. Their bones rest in the mounds at the mouth of my lair. I salt the sea with their teeth to keep the waves hungry. Everything here is hungry. But they came with spears and swords and spells. They came protected by the armor and arcane words. Their ears stopped wax, as if ignoring my voice would render me powerless. They came with their minds drunk on fantasies of breaking me. They promised to give no quarter and deserved none in return. But you, perhaps it's just desperation that makes you fight. But you, my stocking-footed girl, seem braver by half. Perhaps you deserve a chance. Do you see those rocks? They're down by the beach, rising out of the sand. If you can reach them, I'll grant you safe passage to the Imperial Road. It's a half day's walk over the dunes. As a predator, I do love the chase. Can you outrace my wings? Ratty, run. So quick. 5, 4, 3. You're halfway there. Run. 2, 1. Here I come, puppets. 2 beats of my wings and I'm above you. No, keep going. You're close to the rocks. Why do you suddenly falter? Oh, is it despair that saps your speed now? Then what? What slows you down? Is it the sand? Oh, it's turned to wet. The hard pack softening to a thick honey. Look how it grips to your feet, sucking at them like some giant leech. I did warn you. Everything here is hungry. These quicksands you run into, perhaps best of all. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, girl. Quicksands. Look at the beach quivers with every step. Don't stop. You're in too far to turn back. The rocks are your only salvation. If you stop, the sands will ooze over your pretty little stocking feet and hold you fast like glow. So keep going. Yes, pull that 1 foot loose even as the other sinks deeper. Take a step. Oh, take a step, no hurry. Wench the other loose. Oh, the sand is so heavy. So sticky. Take another step, quickly. Before your first foot is caught, you're blundered into a trap, girl. You have to keep moving. Pry that foot free and step. Step. The rocks are almost in reach. Almost. Those tears. Save them. You can water the rocks when you reach them. If you reach them, your struggles are churning up the sands, making them even softer, like gum, like paste. With every step, you're oozing over angles now. The sand is so loose when you press a foot down upon it, but syrupy thick when you try to pull free. Your steps away from the rocks just a little further. Pull. Pull. No? Try the other foot. Hurry. Yank it loose. Oh, you can't. You're stuck. Oh, stuck. And so helpless. Sinking deeper. Angles to shins, shins to knees, inputting soft sand. Oh, don't struggle now. You'll just. And they see you'll just sink faster if you stay still, perfectly still. We'll have a little time to play. Look at me, girl. As I perch atop your rocks, my wings folded back like an angel in a painting, but my body sculpted by demons. My nipples stiff as sin. My cunt wet at the sight of you there. Trapped. Oh, that fires me. You see, I run a finger across my cunt and it comes away glistening. Would you like a taste? Yeah. This one beat on my juices trembling on the top of my finger. I'll come down to the rocks and to the edge of the sand. You're up to your thighs now. So I'll crouch, extend my finger. One drop, like a perfect pearl do. Oh, you recall and sing to your hip, steady puppet. I see you drifting from side to side, searching for a button, but there's nothing beneath those pretty stocking feet but thick, gripping sand. Do what I say, girl, or sink away. So, lean forward. Good. Let me paint your lips with this drop of my magic. Salty, aren't I? Like the sea. Like a tide. Oh, there. Oh, there it is. Like a tide crashing through you. Like lightning on a clear day. One drop. My essence and you taste it all. My endless aching arousal, my lust, vast and wet as a dream, my lust, vast and wet as the ocean. Look at you squirm and grind yourself against the sands, groping at your breasts like a seal in a bayside brothel. Wicked girl, you can't help yourself, can you? But the sand is no hard cock, no nimble finger or adoring tongue. You'll sing out of sight before you can make yourself come. Oh, you could use your hands, I suppose. But then they'd be trapped, your fate sealed. Oh, poor puppet. Wrecked by a demon's lust, with no way to satisfy. There's a storm inside you, trapped. Just as surely as you're trapped by those sands. You have two choices. You must remain perfectly still and try to resist the storm, and it will only get worse. You must finger fuck that rosy little cunt of yours and hope to climax before you sink out of sight. This is how we demons play. The gods pit you humans against one another, but we demons pit humans against themselves. You're trapped between a devil and a deep blue need. Of course, there's one other alternative. I could save you. All you need to do is ask. Just say, Please. Oh, yes. Beg. Beg me, puppet. Beg me and I'll spread my wings. Like this. Hover above you. My legs around you like so. Press my cunt to your tear-stained face. Drink me, girl. Drink me, drown in my juices or drown in the sand. Yes, yes, and get that pretty little tongue inside me. Oh. Yes, there it is. Oh, there. Oh, there it is. You get so much grass in that sink. Oh, yes. Yes, plunge your hand into the sand, into your stockings, into your slit. I'll hold you down. At least. Oh, goddess. Oh, a woman's tongue is such a gift. Oh. Let me take fistfuls of your hair and grind your lips against my lips. Oh, your whimper is so sweet. I can feel you quiver, girl. I feel your pleasure rolling through you like thunder. You're getting close. Tongue fuck me, girl. Tongue fuck me deep. Let me oil your face in my cunt, moan, choke, scream. Tongue fuck me. Tongue fuck me. Yes, tongue fuck me. Oh, puppet. Oh, puppet. Look at me. Oh, your face. Oh, dripping, your lips slick. Your eyes dull with satisfaction. Sand licking your tits. If I let you go, you'd sink away. I'm not sure you'd care. At least not until the sand oozed over your lips and pressed them shut like a warm wet hand and the grains tickled your nose. Oh. Oh, is that fear lightening your eyes? You're going to make me come again, puppet. Which is an excellent idea. Wrap your arms around my hips and take a tight grip. I'm going to fly you free of sand. Oh, such a sticky grip, but yes, yes. Here you come. Grab on with your other hand now. Kick your feet loose. That's it. Let me carry you to the top of the rocks. Yes, you're surrounded by the sands. An island in a sea of softness. No escape. But there is a little cave where you can shelter. And a hollow full of rainwater from the last night's storm. I'll bring you food and fire and shells and feathers to adorn yourself. Oh. My pretty little puppet. Don't whimper. In time you'll learn to appreciate the desolation as I do. And that's not it. Oh, you can feel my lust rising in you again. You've drunk so deep in me, you'll never be free of it. Let me lie back and spread my legs for you. Come, let your mouth upon me. Pay homage to me with your tongue. So quick. So eager. I did tell you, girl. Everything here is hungry.